All right, everybody, welcome to a very, very special and last second episode of Overdunk. We're getting more than one episode in a week. That's crazy what's going on. It's emergency Overdunk time. I've already been theorizing the YouTube title I'm giving this episode. Current working one is The Game Has Changed Forever. We'll see. You know, it's...
Honestly?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Before we even get into that stuff, Bridget, can you please tell me how great you think our YouTube thumbnail was for our last episode? Because... I was cackling when making that YouTube thumbnail.
I was giggling quite a bit as well. Honestly, I think that's one of like the best bits we've ever done.
Yeah.
Just drafting the fit.
Yeah,
so.
Genuine. And for some reason, and I totally forgot to change it because I just went live because this is an emergency episode. I think we're still streaming to Twitch in 360p. So I'm so sorry for everybody. I promise I will change it. I don't think I can change that live. So we're going to run this thing. There won't be too many things that'll require it to be in high def. Last one there was, but this one there isn't. I haven't even done the intro yet. Welcome back to Overdunk, everybody. Your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, joined as always by Bridget. And like we said, this is an emergency episode. We're coming at you with a lot of energy and excitement because do you ever get this excited about a letter from anybody? I don't, because it's the producer letter for Pokemon Unite for the 4th anniversary, and holy moly, the amount of things to come. It seems insane. I'm so excited. I'm just unreal amounts of excited. Bridget, in any way, did you expect this amount of news for the 4th anniversary for the game?
No, not okay. at all. Mm-hmm, I really thought, like, we were going to get it in, like, the patch notes that we got, like, yesterday.
Right, if anything.
I was like, oh, like, you know, we're getting Charizard, we're getting Gyarados, we're getting Latios and Latios, like, sure, man. Like, I'm not going to lie, I really thought that was it.
Well, they fixed Krustle's bugged wall for fourth anniversary. It's crazy.
I know we're not going to talk about the patch today, but yeah. I just kind of was like, oh, you know, okay. This seems like a good world patch, like, for sure.
Yeah. Also what my vibes were a bit of a letdown, but hey, we've kind of turned things around, at least with promises. So I'm excited about that. For anybody who doesn't know somehow why we're even live in the first place, we did get a letter from the producer on the community.pokemon forums, which is where they always show up, with a lot of crazy news about the game. If you're seeing this in a visual format, you've already seen on title, spoiling it a little bit in the current topic section. There are huge changes to the map coming. There are the promise of way more Pokemon coming out consistently in terms of new Unite licenses to play with. And the promise to add more Mega Evolution Pokemon to the game. That is crazy in its own right. I actually think saying that precedence and kind of collabing with another release in Legends EA is also kind of unprecedented for Unite. We'll talk about that more later. But let's get into this letter, Bridget. Let's jump over to it.
Yeah,
I think I got to...
It's a mail day.
We've teased it enough. Let's jump into the letter for the producer. So I'm going to read the spiel they gave right at the start because it would be rude. It's like when you open a letter from your grandparents on a holiday and they've given you money and you're like trying to not make eye contact with the $20 bill, but you have to read the nice sentiment they wrote. That's kind of what it's like here at the start. But hello, traders. Thank you for contributing to enjoy continuing to enjoy Pokemon Unite. I thought they were saying us for contributing to Pokemon Unite. It's okay.
We've done both.
We've done both. Yeah, honestly, thank you for that. We've been put in the work.
Thank you.
July 21st, 2025 marks the 4th anniversary of Pokemon Unite's release. Happy anniversary, everybody. We are deeply grateful to all trainers across the globe who have loved and supported Pokemon Unite up till now. Thanks to all of you, the game has now been downloaded over 200 million times. Remember, they made a big deal about the 100 million times, but 200, you know, we'll talk more at 5. Including the mainland Chinese version. Interesting, they're adding that metric in here, actually. Interesting. Which released in November last year. We hope you all continue to support Pokemon Unite for years to come. I am doing a salute into the camera, but currently that's not on screen. To celebrate, a variety of special 4th anniversary events will be held in Pokemon Unite. We've been preparing plenty of content for everyone to enjoy. Latios and Latios, which we already knew about, will be joining the fray, and Gyarados' Unite license will be available as a gift and more. So very cool, Gyarados. The next battle pass Pokemon will be free during the anniversary. So that's kind of sick too. We hope you enjoy the 4th anniversary events. We'd also like to introduce some of the updates we have planned. So a roadmap without dates is kind of what we're about to look at here. Yeah, cool. Awesome. We're celebrating 200 million downloads. Gyarados is going to be free, which I think is a pretty good promo. You know, make your Battle Pass Pokemon free. Honestly, kind of shocked Charizard won't be, but I guess they've given Charizard away a bunch of times, like, in the past. So, yeah, maybe not a huge surprise there. I don't know.
Yeah, I believe it's one of the ones you can get, like, right off the bat, too.
It's one of the 5 starter Pokemon, right? That you get.
Yeah, so he's inherently like at a cheaper cost. But I love the idea of getting the Battle Pass bond for free. I mean,
yeah,
it obviously is a good incentive for them to sell the Battle Pass, but I feel like they should be giving us free mons more often, if I'm being honest. So yeah. I like this.
Yeah, this is huge. I'm excited about it. Actually, now that's like a whole discussion topic, maybe for the off season, someone write that down, of like, if we could decide on a new, like, I think it's 6 or 5 licenses you have at the start of the game to choose from. I think like Slowbro, Alolan Ninetales, and Venusaur, you all get just by leveling. But then you get like one option out of 6. Like it's like Eldegoss, Talonflame, Charizard, 2 Fireflyings, cringe. Snorlax is in there too. I wonder if we could choose a new lineup of starter licenses. What would we choose?
Okay.
Yeah, that's for later, though. For now, it's the anniversary
edition. I'm writing it down.
Not right now. Okay. First and foremost, first piece of news, very exciting. Unite licenses for Mega Evolving Pokemon. Pokemon Legends ZA, a new frontier for the Pokemon series, interesting, is slated to release October 16th, 2025. Did we know that? By the way,
the release date for
we did. I thought somehow Unite soft launched the release date of Legends EA. That'd be crazy, but no. I'm thinking of Champions. We don't know release date for Champions yet.
Yes.
In it, Mega Evolution will be key to battling. In Pokemon Unite, we implemented Unite licenses for Mewtwo that can Mega Evolve into Mega Mewtwo X and Mega Mewtwo Y. Now, we're planning to add more Unite licenses for Mega Evolving Pokemon to celebrate the release of Pokemon Legends ZA. We hope you enjoy the new strategies and the fun that Mega Evolution brings to battles. More details will be announced at a later date. I'm losing my mind. Somewhere out there, I know Joe Brown's... Simonon from VGC is losing his mind. He's a big Mega fan. This is so exciting. It's a collab with another game, essentially. They're riding the boat of what, you know, Pokemon is pushing as their big marketing currently with a game that's bringing back Mega Evolution. So is Unite. It's going to be bringing back an element that they've already introduced once earlier on, which is kind of cool. We don't really repeat gimmicks very often in Unite, so that's interesting that we're going back. But... yeah, okay, Bridget, your thoughts on Mega Evolving Pokemon Unite licenses.
Well, I'm, I guess, a little scarred on the whole Mega Evolution of it all, sure. A la Mewtwo, but on a lighter note, the fact that this collaboration with the new game release is existing is kind of the coolest part to this, okay, to me, yeah. Over the... Mega Evolution of it all, which is sick. I'm just not... When Mega Evolutions were introduced to Pokemon, I was not in the Pokemon community at all whatsoever. I didn't understand Mega Evolutions at all. I was like, why would I evolve it if it's just going to change back? It makes no sense.
Not a Digimon fan, heard. Okay.
I just didn't see the point. I didn't understand. So, sorry. I was not made for Megas. But I know Megas are, like, very integral to the community. I mean... A lot of people's, like, favorite mons are Mega Evolution mons. I mean, the fact that they're coming to the main series in Legends ZA, it was, like, crazy as it is when they flashed that logo. Everyone freaked out. So the fact that they're kind of, like, co-promoting that and, like, giving Unite that kind of, like, oh, there's going to be Megas in Unite now. Like, you had Mewtwo. Like, now look at the new shiny ones we're going to add. Like, I'm really going to geek out if there's, like, a new... Mega coming in ZA that is like added to Unite, like that close, you know, because it took us a pretty long time to get Scarlet and Violet mons,
yeah,
which fair enough, but I don't know, I'm gagged at the the collab. The remix is crazy.
I'm pretty excited for the collab. We've had, I know we said it's kind of unprecedented. There have been very small ones. Like I think around Scarlet and Violet release, you could get like the starter stickers, right? And like the background. And then same with Pocket, you could do like the light, the like your player card background, which.
The Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what more collab you could do in Pocket other than like you rip a pack and pick a Unite license from it or something. I think that could be the only the only other thing I can think of. But either way, having a collab is really, really exciting. I think the idea of having a currently unreleased Mega Evolution that would come out in Legends ZX, I think everybody is expecting and anticipating Pokemon that have not been able to Mega Evolve previously will be able to in Legends ZX.
For that's definitely sure the starters,
right? The we got what are the three starters in Legends ZA again?
Oh, Chikorita, Chikorita, and
Totodile.
All I wouldn't say Oshawott, three, but I knew he was the other guy.
That's right. All three Pokemon that we don't have in the game right now, by the way, too,
dude,
which is interesting. So we at like what a way to debut a new Pokemon in the game. Like, what's maybe it's a different for Alligator. It's like whatever, if it has a new form, maybe they don't have new forms in Legends EA. We don't know yet, but for sure we'll have a Mega. I would be shocked and astounded if the starters do not get a Mega Evolution. However, Kalos has done that before. So
okay. We'll see. I think that is most people's, I mean, given the Legends format of the starter treatment of it all, it definitely seems likely. Oh, if they gave us all three of those starters, oh my gosh, I would kind of lose it. I would actually kind of lose it.
That would be crazy. So, okay, here's, I think before we have more Mega discussion, Bridget, you and I need to talk about what do we think Mega licenses are going to look like. I think there's a couple of major options. So we were talking a little bit before we went live. I think one of the first major options is that Mega licenses are new licenses. Now, the reason I say that is because we have Mega Mewtwo X and Mega Mewtwo Y in the game who obviously can Mega Evolve, but they are their own unique license and they are like the Mega Pokemon. So that's actually not entirely true, but we'll see. We'll see. Oh, Uzi, DM me that on Discord because I don't have you set up to send links into the Twitch chat yet. So that I think is one option, and that's the likely option, I think, for me. The other option is they kind of go backwards a little bit and rework Pokemon to be able to Mega Evolve, which would be interesting. Like, I do think there's kind of two paths you could go with that. The only problem I see with that second option, and not the only problem, there could be a few, is like the ability to Mega Evolve is so cool, and the way that you kind of gatekeep evolutions in Pokemon Unite through levels will mean you don't get to do it very quick. That's the craziest part about Mewtwo, is that you get to Mega Evolve at level 5. Like, you're already doing the thing. It's a core part of the license. So that's why I think it'll be the former. But how about you, Bridget? Which way are you leaning? Which direction do you think it'll go? I'm going to pull up Uzi Sweet while you say that.
Yeah, my only thought on if they did it where they somehow integrate the Mega Bar into the current licenses, which does seem like it would be more complicated to do than just creating a net new license, you know, that functions as Mewtwo does, basically, with that template. But I was thinking about it because the Mewtwos build their gauge off of their, like, auto attacks. Uh-huh. And so I was like, what would it look like if you were, like, a non-ADC-type Pokemon? Like, how would you build your gauge up? Would it always just be based off your auto attacks? Like,
it's interesting.
Does that make sense for every kind of Pokemon? Will there be other ways to do it?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Like, will the effects be the same? I don't know. That's what I was kind of noodling on thinking about.
That's a good point.
The gauge itself, but I guess that can be applicable to whether they add it to pre-existing kits or create brand new ones.
Yeah. Oh, it's so interesting. I mean, like, there's a bunch of questions I have about, like, the nitty-gritty, too. You know how in draft, if you ban either of the Mewtwos, it counts as a ban for both? What about other split? I guess the only other split mega I can think of is Charizard at the moment with Charizard X and Y. I could be wrong about that. There could be other licenses that could do the same thing. There's no Mega Scyther, right? It wouldn't matter. It's just the one license. So, like, would it ban both of them in that case for Charizard? And who knows? If we go down the Pokken route, maybe we... maybe there's Shadow Mewtwo or someone. I don't know.
Yeah, we're getting Shadow Mewtwo. It's time.
Okay, I gotta pull something up on screen. One of our best friends in the community, Big Uzi, did send us a tweet made by Elshiko Eevee very recently. And the tweet just says, "Just saying," and then has the screen cap of the solo battle challenge against Leon and his buddies, which I think was my favorite way that Lutano ever described how to play this mode. With, of course, Raihan, Karina, Cynthia, Leon, and Green. And then, of course, the second picture being Karina and Mega Lucario, who, in my opinion, is maybe the most likely to get the Mega License treatment. I think it's pretty likely. So
they want the Lucario meta back now.
Yes, exactly.
They said we're getting them back in.
The Gacha skin was not enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so all that being said, let's have a quick discussion before we move on from Megas, because who knows, we got a lot more to react to. What Pokemon do we think are the most likely of the roster to receive Mega Evolution licenses? I think Lucario is extremely high up there. The other ones, I would love, but I don't think so, are going to be Latios and Latias. I think, like, it would be crazy if they just Shadow Dropped and they can Mega. I would lose it, but there's no way. There's no way they don't have that option in the public test server to do that, right? Like, it's just not happening.
Yeah, we know too much. We know too much.
Yeah, but that would be so sick. Okay. Uzi dropping more fire in the chat, saying that it would be fire if the Megas also got the skins that the Pokemon have, the Holoware. Like, a Mega Lucario having the new skin it got too would be hype. That is true. However, again, I really think that Mega Lucario will be its own Pokemon. I think it will be a different license. And therefore, different Holoware. It's my guess. Maybe,
well,
I'm
do
sure
they
there'll
do
be, like, discounts and stuff, but we'll see.
Don't they do the same ones for Mewtwo? Or is it...
Do they
only do that for the Battle Pass?
Do you have to buy them separate? I forget.
I don't think so. I know they did it with the Battle Pass.
One.
They, like, retroactively, I think, gave you the other one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't play them, and I don't buy their skins. So.
Mm. Well, that's a good
point. We don't know.
I want to say the fighting styles you got separately. Who knows? Someone will probably correct us in the comments. It's fine.
I trust you.
Danko asking, are the Mega Licenses going to be different than the regular ones? We actually don't know. That's one thing that we're theory crafting on at the moment. But we'll see. We will see. You also could, like, upgrade. You know how they have, like, move upgrades now in, like, the Lotto gacha machine or whatever? Like, you could, like, get the Holoware upgrade for the Mega or something. I'm not too sure. Honestly, no idea. Okay, Bridget, any more thoughts on Megas before we...
So many thoughts. Mm-hmm. I do feel like... Going back to your original question, I do feel like Charizard is a high contender for these mega licenses of our current roster.
Yes.
And I am thinking with, like, the quantity of Unite license they've promised us, I wouldn't be surprised if some of these are, like, a Mega Lucario. You know what I mean? Like, they're separate from the original license is what I'm trying to say.
I agree. I think I'm going to go the opposite direction for a second. I think here are some unlikely ones we don't get anytime soon. I think Mega Scizor, almost never. I think he could really use it. I think it would be awesome. I don't think we get Mega Scizor for a while. Not in the same vein, in an opposite direction, I actually think the Charizard ones will be waiting a minute. I think they're saving those for a big event. Mega X and Mega Y, that's like a final shout out to Mega
boss.
Evolution. Like, that's like I'm saying, there is a Mewtwo glass box break, you know, when you need money. option in the Pokemon in every Pokemon game's office. There's also for Charizard, and I think they are waiting. They're waiting to drop those a little bit later, but we'll see. We'll see. Okay, I think that's kind of all we can say on the mega licenses for the moment, unless like chat has any more questions or anything like that. But I think let's jump into the next thing. All right, let's do it. This actually might be the most exciting one. So let's jump into it. Groudon appears in Thea Sky Ruins. Okay, let me just read out the text here, the copy. Several adjustments are planned for Thea Sky Ruins in future updates. Awesome, several. The boss Pokemon Rayquaza, which currently appears after 8 minutes have passed. After 8 minutes have passed, will be replaced with Groudon. When a team defeats Groudon, all members of that team will have their attack power and goal scoring speed greatly increased. But not only that, if you knock out a Pokemon that's under this effect, the Groudon buff, the effect will transfer to your Pokemon. That way, even the team that didn't defeat Groudon will have a chance to keep up, allowing all players to enjoy a heated battle until the time runs out. We will also be adjusting when and where wild Pokemon appear, as well as the placement of Tallgrass. So, like, mechanical map changes as well, and a brand new boss. These changes will make the top and bottom path roles clearer, while allowing all battle styles a chance to shine. We hope this makes battling easier while also improving strategy. That is a very interesting line. We'll continue to make adjustments to Thea Sky Ruins going forward, so we hope you look forward to it. I do, Pokemon Unite. Thank you. But wow.
I am looking forward to it. Oh, want to know what it means. I want to see the new... I mean,
show me it all.
Obviously it's still... Yeah. Show me it all. I know it's still Thea Sky Ruins, but to me, this is like, we've gotten the taste of new math, guys. Like, I can feel it. Like, I want to see it.
This is crazy. Also, thank you so much for the raid, Steph. Welcome to the show for the emergency overdunk. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I felt bad. Steph, right before we went live, Steph was doing a Donkey Kong stream. And I went in her chat and I was like, did you see the letter?
Can't even let a girl play Donkey Kong.
I know, not when Unite News is dropping. Also,
true.
With all this news, like Steph, you came in. We've already talked about the mega licenses and stuff like that. We're now moving on to the map changes. There is zero way that we're only like 30 seconds in the direct, right? We gotta have a little more shine.
I want a trailer. I want to see Groudon. I want to see the map. Okay. I want to see it.
Let's go chronological here in the way this text says it first. Okay, first off, the boss Pokemon Rayquaza being gone is kind of crazy because the map is very thematically built around Rayquaza. Like, that is a huge shock to me. Like, remember before in the map, like, you could, like, see the Rayquaza, like, flying around in the background? There's no way they get rid of that, right? Like, do we see Groudon, like, stomping his way up some stairs?
Stop.
How does he get there? I really hope that's how it happens.
That is so funny to think about.
Like, Rayquaza's flying around, he's just like, he couldn't build a freaking elevator in this stupid tower. And he's just moving his way up. Thea Ground Ruins is so funny, Ian.
Yeah, it drops down to the ground.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
Because Rayquaza left. I know, I just want them to reskin all of, like, the grass into, like, lava and just make it, like, a little darker. It would be, like, pretty much the same energy.
Yeah, that'd be sick. That'd be awesome. However, okay, this is cutting back to us talking on our last episode a little bit about how we were theory crafting some map changes because we saw Regirock and Registeel in the top path, but it was very Thea Sky Ruins-y still. Like, that was the vibe, that was the map look, so I don't think we're seeing any, like, total graphical overhauls, but definitely some big mechanical changes, obviously. Okay, let's talk about the buff, specifically. The team will have their attack power damage... Probably, maybe attack speed. Power is a very blanket term. And goal scoring speed greatly increased. Great. That makes sense. That's very similar. However, the one thing that is not mentioned in this is a shield. And that's scoring speed, not uninterruptible while scoring, which is what we currently have, which is very, very different.
Yes.
Now, of course, this letter could just be trying to, like, define things loosely. There still could be a shield. You could still be uninterruptible. Yada, yada, yada. But that will be gone. Now, Oh man, I'm already like, I want to talk about the buff, but I also want one more thing about Rayquaza being gone. Are the wind move speed things gone now too?
Yeah, how will he attack us? I know there is some footage of Groudon on the Chinese version of game doing his little like attacks. So yeah. I guess we need to study up on those guys.
Precipice blading.
Mama.
But like after you defeat him. You know how after you defeat Rayquaza, there's like wind tunnels on the map?
Oh, that too, yes.
Like, are those gone? Are they the opposite? Do they slow you down? Who knows? That would actually be crazy. But who knows? We'll see. Okay, let's get into the actual buff. How do you feel about this buff dramatically changing from what we have currently? What we've had currently for, what, Chex Watch? 3 years.
Yeah, it is a bit crazy. I mean, if it really is just the speed and not a shield a la Zapdos, like...
Well,
man,
it won't be as fast as Zapdos, though, I think. Because it does still say goal scoring speed. So not instantaneous, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay, so... Did they actually do it? They nerfed both Rayquaza and Zapdos and given us our Lord and Savior Groudon? I did not know. I did not know he was going to be the one to save this game. But I have never really thought about like stealing the shield away, I guess, which seems like a pretty simple concept. But really, if you're able to steal away two shields... I mean, even one, but, like, two is, I feel like, probably doable in an end fight scenario. Ooh. And makes it a much crazier 2 minutes than we currently have, which feels crazy to say.
Yeah. In my mind, it all depends on shield. Because that is the strongest part of Rayquaza, in my mind, by far. It allows you to take down the boss objective, and in some cases, not all the time, but in some cases, ignore the enemy team, knock it out, your team gets a big shield, and then can turn and still win a fight, even if they've been damaging you previously. If there is no shield granted, or even just a smaller one, and then more in the attack power and goal scoring speed, this does change things a lot. Stealing a Ray is going to be insane. I feel like that is crazy. Or stealing a Groudon? Oh no! How do we shorten it? Zap, Ray, Growl.
The Dawn.
The Dawn.
But that's what that's kind of what Duraludon is.
I'm sorry, Dura, but you're gone. I'm saying it's a Dawn steal. It's a Dawn steal for sure.
It just has to be that. Mm-hmm. What else could he be?
Right.
Growl.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the community decides on. But yeah, either way, crazy buff change. I think this changes so much about how final fights will go down, and we don't even know what the pit looks like, what the mechanical, like,
oh my god,
grass and map changes are, because that's the final piece of this. Let's get into this last paragraph, because I actually think, well, I think Groudon will be the biggest change to how games play out. This final paragraph, I find the most cryptic and interesting. So
yeah, it has mysteries, and I want to know them.
Riddles, mysteries, and what some would say to this podcast and the Dunkheads, a challenge. So we
we will figure it out right now, really, really quickly. Yeah.
We will also be adjusting when and where wild Pokemon appear. Okay, we got a preview of that. We've seen the Regis on the top side, as well as the placement of tall grass. Okay, so a slight change. These changes will make the top and bottom path roles clearer while allowing all battle styles a chance to shine. What? Like, what does that mean?
What does it mean?
Is it like one side has more cover, like more grass, so it allows like melee Pokemon to work a little easier? You know what I mean? Like you can like show up like to the other side of the map with a little bit less vision, and you get poked a little bit less, maybe something like that. And I don't know. Okay,
you go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to add. And then the last part, it just throws a giant wrench. We hope this makes battling easier, while also improving strategy. Now, I have thoughts on that final line, but let's first talk to me about what you think about these changes will make the top and bottom path roles clearer.
My only other thought to add to your speculations of like grass placement is like, are we going to see like farm changes? Like more far? Are the Natus coming back?
Please let us know.
But something along that energy, because.
Oh, you know what would be crazy? Okay, hold on. Y'all, we have a very special guest that's going to be joining the episode here in just a sec. All right, everybody, we're back. Spraggles the Content Cowboys here. I feel like he needs no introduction. But Jake, what's going on? First, we already talked about the Mega Evolution, but how are you feeling about more Mega licenses getting added to Unite?
I mean, my overall thought with any of this is just, I fully am in shock that they're doing it. I'm like kind of blown away. I feel like this game after year three was fully on its last legs. Yeah. They didn't update it much at all, and they focused entirely on China. And I think there was a real question. There was a real question in my mind. There has been for a long time as to whether or not they would actually come back and put more energy into this game, because it would be reinvesting into something that they kind of let languish for a while. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, Zoinks, I'm always asking every time we're at an event, like, when are we getting the updates? Are we going to get China? Is this going to happen? Like, yeah. Are you going to support this game? What will happen?
We're nosy at Unite events. We get up.
Yeah.
As you should be. As you should be.
Well, I also like, I want to see this game succeed.
Yeah.
So it's so frustrating sitting around being like, boy, that auto chest looks really cool, huh? Oh, they have a fancy map, don't they? So to specifically talk about megas.
Yeah.
I don't think, look, anything that is cool in the world of Pokemon, cool and unique and fun, I love that they could throw it into the game. I also love that they are, for the first time ever, actually coordinating with the release of a popular title coming out.
Like, about that too.
Wild.
Isn't that insane? How they didn't do this for Gen 9, I'll never understand, considering they also have Meowscarada in the game now. But as far as like what they're going to do with Megas and how it'll be, they don't need to break anything. Nothing needs to be, you know, ridiculous and overpowered. You know, they like to do that sometimes. But I do think like anything cool in the world of Pokemon is just good news for the game, period.
Okay, our question mostly surrounding Megas are, I'm curious what you think. Are they going to be their own unique licenses? Like, is Gengar and Mega Gengar going to be its own separate license? Or will they be reworks to existing Pokemon in some way?
That's a great question. And I think they could go either direction. If they have an entire kit that they felt was so unique that they wanted to play around a Mega, I could see them doing something. I also could see them throwing, like, dropping a Mega as an item slot, and it's like almost a third way to play a Pokemon. So you've got Charizard, you've got the setup that you could normally run, but if you want to drop that, you know, third item, you don't want to stack your attack weight, you want to bring a Mega Stone, you could play this sort of third moveset version of Char.
Oh, that's sick. I didn't even think about that.
That's such a good idea.
Very good idea, Spragos. Oh, man. Hopefully Zacian never gets a Mega Evolution. Only one item headed into game. That's tough.
Would be all he needs.
Yeah,
fine.
That's true. He'll be okay. He'll bounce.
What do you guys think? I joined late. What were your thoughts on the Megas? Like, just, I know everybody heard it, so you can just give me the
clip. I am pretty strong believer in the camp that it will be their own licenses, because they can get people excited about a Pokemon again, and then, well, sell more licenses and likely more holoware is what I would think. Like, but we'll see. Also, I think I'm using Gengar as an example a lot, but I think honestly we'll probably get attributed to Charizard X and Y. I think you load into the game as Charizard if you were playing Mega Charizard X. I think you load into the game as Charizard, and then at level 5, you unlock the ability to Mega Evolve, a la Mewtwo.
Oh, well, the one part of that you said that I think is 100% was the Holoware. So, yeah, I think you're right about that.
We'll see.
Definitely.
We'll see. Okay, let's get back into ground on where we were before a second ago. Insane changes. We're talking about a bunch of them, the map changes and stuff. We're talking about the final paragraph a little bit. We'll get into that in a sec. But, Jake, your thoughts on Groudon, a brand new buff. And notably, I was kind of baffled. No mention of a shield at all in this buff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a buff.
Maybe. That... In case it's, you know, they is a shield. They just didn't say it in this paragraph. Oh, which sure. Yeah, could happen.
Actually, it could be a million things. It could be its own unique thing that is right. sort of a buff and sort of a shield. They're like, yeah, many possibilities, right? But one thing I loved, and I'm sure everyone loves this the second they saw it, I think it's just such a great idea, is once you are KO'd, if you have this effect, as it says, it transfers to the Pokemon who KO'd you. Like, what a, like, it, now we have, they got Groudon, but I, like, you just KO'd three of them with your team and you swung the other way. Like, what a massive moment that would be.
And if there's no shield, that's way more possible. Like, I feel like with Rayquaza, that would be such a challenging thing because they knock out the Ray and all of a sudden they got half their health back on every single roster or every single Pokemon on their roster. It's a lot tougher. I do like the energy of this. Let's say your team lost Groudon. They got the buff, but they're able to, I don't know, things happen where a minute later in the game, your team's rallied together and you're on one final push and you're like, those buffs are standing on their goal zone. Just take them. Go and knock out every Pokemon, and then we can score even better. I think it's going to set up some fun stuff. But where we were truly baffled here, Jake, is this paragraph right here. We will also be adjusting when and where wild Pokemon appear, as well as the place where the tall grass. So we saw a little bit of that in the Charizard trailer, whatever that came out. These changes will make the top and bottom path roles clearer, while allowing all battle styles a chance to shine. We hope this makes battling easier. We're also improving strategy. What on earth do you think that means?
The only thing this kind of reads like to me is them saying, like, we want a more clearly defined top role.
Sure,
like,
but how?
I know that. I thought the same thing. Like, what exactly do they want out of this? Someone soloing top more often, like almost going back to a 1-1-3 situation or a 1-1-2 with a roam almost, like the speedster roams the map. I'm not exactly sure what they mean by it, but clearly the first thing I thought is they want it to feel like someone's playing solo top. That like going back to League, that's where my brain went. But I also have no idea what exactly they mean by this.
Yeah, it is. It's fascinating. I think one theory I was thinking, like, for maybe they want all rounders or melee Pokemon to be in the top side more often, you add more tall grass, more cover, so it allows melee Pokemon to take less poke damage or whatever it is when moving back and forth across the map. That could be something. I think if they want to add more Pokemon roaming, there's probably more experience and objectives in the middle. In our normal podcast earlier this week, we talked about with the Regis showing up top. Maybe we see Regieleki pivot to the middle like it is in China currently, where it roams. So now there's like more frequent important spots in the middle of the map.
I think that's a great way to, like, if you take a look at what they're doing in China, which there's this interesting rumor going around that China likes our ranked version better. I don't know if this is true or this is just something people like to say, but that is something that is talked about, that, like, I guess China is not in love with their ranked version. They actually like our version more. And if they do start to add those chaotic, maybe chaotic's not the right word, but more objectives throughout the map that sets up more things for your Pokemon to do, it would make it more like you have a Pokemon that's top, you have a Pokemon that's jungle, you almost have a Pokemon that is now roaming mid and then to bot. So maybe that would make it more defined.
Yeah, we'll see. How about you, Bridget? Any more thoughts on this, how it's going to make things more defined?
Yeah, I truly have no idea what they're plotting with this one, but I love the vision of even just switching up the usual, like, hiding spots. Like, I don't know. I'm very interested to see if this, how much they do with the grass of it all.
Yeah, that I'm super curious on that too. That'll be interesting. Do any
something
of us think
that
we get new wild Pokemon?
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just wondering, about if we get any more wild Pokemon. I was thinking more about how we can make a solo lane happen. China does have the Pidgeot right? Where you, if you knock it out, it then is a sentry turret essentially on your goal zone, which could be a thing we get too. Who knows? That's crazy. Sorry, Sprinkles. What were you saying though?
Oh, no, I mean, you brought up a great point because that's also in the China version. One thing that I think after seeing this, I think it's essentially saying, and this may, it may be true that China would go this direction also. I feel like this is essentially saying 500 point has absolutely no shot of being our ranked mode or competitive mode. Unless they move like even further, like, cause it feels like they're making adjustments to Thea in this way. Maybe they end up using it for 500 point. They certainly could, but it kind of feels like if we're doubling down and making more adjustments to Thea here, this is for sure the direction of ranked and competitive for, I think, the future of our game.
I agree. At minimum, the next year, I think.
Yeah.
Like at minimum. Yeah. We're playing this same game mode with these map changes next year. Okay, before we move on to the next section, Spraggles, this was a very important discussion that Bridget and I had. You know how Rayquaza like gets to the map by like flying through the sky?
Yeah.
How do we think Groudon gets there?
He gets brought in by Rayquaza, obviously.
Oh my gosh, air drop.
Stop, that would be really cute.
Drop him on in.
Can you imagine, like, if we get that camera pan that shows the Rayquaza flying in the back, it's just like a Groudon T-posing underneath him. He's just getting flown around. All right, now I want that to happen so bad.
I think the thing a lot of people would love, like, it breaks out of the ground, right? In a cool way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was saying there was a lot of, like, there's like a stairway. He just like was slowly walking up the stairs, but probably not likely.
Yeah, I want that. Actually.
You now see him.
Yeah, there's a few other like map changes. Obviously, I wish there was a. Well, we don't know technically. I wish there was a more of a graphical change with Groudon getting added, just because that little Charizard trailer we saw, it was still very Thea. You know what I mean? Like, it was still the same grass palette, same stones and everything. I would love even a bigger change.
Notice that some of the grass was a little kind of like dark. It was almost like...
It was like dead grass, right? Like
that grass yellowish. Isn't doing as good as the other grass. You didn't notice that? Oh man, it's so different. It's different grass.
I'm not a YouTuber. and stuff. That's a good point, though.
I could do 8 minutes and 3 seconds on that grass.
Yeah, you're a real Pokemon YouTuber now if you're talking about the grass. Yeah. Okay. The other thing we were talking about with Groudon, when you knock out Ray, you get like the little wind tunnels throughout the map to speed up. Do we think Groudon does something too?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I can't think of anything that Groudon could do that would be beneficial. Everything would be like slow down or damage. It's like in my mind, like maybe a sandstorm.
What if that is what it is, though? I mean, what if instead of like Ray was there are things that make you faster? What if Groudon is there are these areas that kind of hinder Pokemon? I don't know.
Make it even harder to score. They're like, okay, we get it. The comeback is too much. And then they had like lava to the ground. That'd be cool. Ooh, we'll see. I can't wait. I want to know. This has to be like right after Worlds, right? Maybe? Is that too optimistic?
Well, I don't think so because if I'm Pokemon Unite, if I'm Pokemon Unite, we're doing a few things different around here. But if I'm Pokemon Unite and I have a competitive season coming up, logically starting once again at LAIC like they did the previous year, have they announced when it starts?
They've announced LAIC.
Oh, they have? Okay.
Yeah.
So I can never remember what is announced, but if LAIC is where it starts, I think you need this mode for LAIC.
ASAPity. I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, we have more thoughts on Groudon. We can come back to it. Final thing, improved pacing for newly added Pokemon. One of Pokemon Unite's highlights is the varied battles you can enjoy due to the wide selection of playable Pokemon. Some would say one of the only highlights. Going forward, new Pokemon will be joining the fray more often so that players can enjoy more strategies and playstyles. To start off from September to December, so right after Worlds, we plan to release 2 new Unite licenses per month, including Unite licenses for Mega Evolving Pokemon. Interesting that there's a clarify there, or they could just be like re-advertising it, but we'll see. We're also working hard to add even more Pokemon in 2026 and beyond. Makes sense, but they're committing to a hard push from September to December for two every month. That's really cool. And saying megas are going to be in that time period. So we already got one coming. Reminder to this El Chico Eevee tweet that happened very recently. this could be. Mega Lucario could be the first one. That would be of no surprise to me. Hope to continue gathering feedback from all trainers so we may strive to unite battles more strategic and enjoyable. We hope you continue to enjoy Pokemon Unite. Pokemon Unite team! Bridget, how you feeling about two Unite licenses a month?
So happy. Yes. I feel like I saw... You know, many people do those, like, comparison pictures, like, this is how many Pokemon we had released at this time last year, and this is how many we have this year, and it's, like, half of what we got last year. Right. And so it's like, okay, that was depressing to look at. I didn't like that. So this is, dare I say, almost unprecedented that we get this guarantee of this many Mons in just, like, what, a four-month period? Like, have we ever gotten...
eight Pokemon in four
like
months.
This quantity, like maybe in like early days, but I don't even know if we got this much.
Not this many. It was like every then. 3 weeks for a bit there.
The
but
only
not.
Thing that is comparable to this is that year one push after Worlds, where I think it was 1.5 months we had three Pokemon. It was like the Scyther, Dodrio,
Sableye,
and maybe it was Sableye, something like that. It happened over the course of like less than 2 months. Mm-hmm. So this is like that pacing again, which is kind of unbelievable. I mean, if you look at year three compared to year four, you would think that, yeah, that like they totally decided to completely reinvest in the game, because we got, I don't know how many Pokemon year three, but it was something like 10. And like this between September and December we'll have 10. So
crazy.
Yeah. That's insane. I think this saying it's going to include Unite licenses for Mega Evolving Pokemon leads me to believe it might be more of a rework scenario or something like that, but for some existing Pokemon to now be able to Mega Evolve, because I don't know. In my mind, if they were doing reworks, it would just be an easier development cycle, but there's actually no ground on that. Like, it could be anything. But we'll see. I think Mega Lucario, very likely. Jake, I don't know if you agree with us on this. We were saying Charizard is a later one. For a next big event will be a Mega Charizard license.
I think you could be right, but I also think it feels like a shoe-in. So
okay,
like Char for me, like immediately my brain thinks Char and Lucario, and then if they're smart, one of the new megas from what's it called, Legends.
Yeah, we were saying we have none of the three starters in the game yet. Now, cool it would be to get like if the starters get Mega Evolutions, which we all kind of think they will, but it, like if one of these licenses is Meganium for Alligator or Emboar, and they Mega. That would be kind of sick.
That would be awesome. I agree. Yeah, that would be so cool. I think you're probably right, Zoinks, when you're talking about some of the two licenses maybe is more of a rework or more of like an add-on mega sort of thing where it's like, it's still Lucario, but we're doing this thing. I think they could get away with that, and I don't think anyone would be too upset as that being one of their two Pokemon a month. Mm-hmm. I do think them having the dates kind of set in stone here, it's almost like they're laying out their entire plan, and they're saying, this is our push for Unite.
Yeah,
like we want to see if this works. This is what we're going to do. We're going to really push this game, basically not exactly for 6 months, but essentially we're going to push this game from our anniversary right now until the end of the year, and we want to see if we can get Unite really cooking again. I would love it if they did even more than this, but this really does feel like they're kind of spelling it out like this is a big push for Unite, and if it works well, Unite could kind of flourish once again, and if it doesn't, it truly, this could be like, this is our last push for global Unite.
It could be.
Like, not to be negative inside of all this positive news, but I do think they're almost like planting a flag of, this could be the last big push for Unite if this doesn't like hook people.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good read of the tea leaves. Like, that is, it's interesting. This whole post is a roadmap without dates, but except for the commitment to the Unite license additions, which is interesting. I really do feel like the new map, we're going to be looking at it at Worlds at bare minimum, I think. Yes. Which is awesome. People have been asking that for years and years. That might be one of my favorite memories of an event, is when we got to show off the Deus Sky Ruins trailer at Worlds. That was insane.
So cool. Yeah.
So yeah, this is going to be, it's going to be pretty crazy, but I do agree. I think this is a big push. People have been asking for a while about, kind of like a Switch 2 push for Unite. Like, yeah, it is a big platform for it, and there is not a lot of competition in that genre on that platform. So yeah, joining the holiday push for all things Pokemon, you know, we're also mega evolving. If CA can do it, we can too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I'm pretty stoked. Quick end of thoughts. What's our favorite change each? Spraggles, how about you?
Boy, I mean, it's hard to say, because I really do think, like, genuinely, I didn't know if we would ever see a letter like this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know what the next thing would be. But like, it kind of felt like there was a point where they could go either way with this game. I guess, you know, one thing that I think is really cool, I have no idea if this is, I don't know why they even decided to do it now, finally. I think it's cool that they're actually tying it in with a game that's coming out and making it sort of relevant. So I'll give it to that. They're trying to tie it in with Legends.
Cool. Hey, you had that pocket background there for a bit. Not much right, more than that, but you did it.
Yeah, that was cool. That was very cool.
This is a bit cooler.
That moved the needle. That's one of those ones where people went, hold on a second, I'm logging in.
That's how we got up to 200 million downloads.
Yes. Yeah. It was 100 million at one point.
Yeah, we doubled up. It is interesting how they say it, because they do include the mainland China version in these numbers, it seemingly, which is interesting. But okay, Bridget, how about you? Favorite change upcoming?
I think just Groudon. I feel like the
buff is so crazy.
Yeah, obviously the buff, but honestly, just even like, I just feel like the last objective is such a figurehead of the game. Like, having like Ray not gonna be there is gonna be kind of crazy, but in a really exciting way. I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
You're going to be like Zapdos. It's crazy.
It is. I this is what I'm most interested in. This paragraph is so wild. One of not the biggest complaints by the Unite community, but the complaint I hear from new players all of the time is the fact that they, like, people go to the wrong lane, or, you know, like, you don't have a good team comp. Like, you don't have a defender, you don't have a support, like that kind of thing. Where, like, people who are more experienced, you kind of learn ways to deal with it, you figure it out. I mean, it's not great, but you can deal with it. I think they might be trying to make a push to make things very, like, hey, the game giving you more prompts, maybe, like, Honor of Kings and stuff does this well. I don't think roll queue, but maybe everything but that kind of thing, to try to push, like, if you're picking attacker, you go here. That kind of thing.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We'll see. I think it'll help newer people with the game for sure, if that's the case. Yeah, if these adjustments actually do the thing. I mean, I don't think they intended for 1-1-3 to be the first metagame this game ever had, but it happened. So
yeah, we'll see. I'm not sure exactly what they would be looking for with an adjustment like that, right? I don't know. We already have where the game's like, it'd be good to be a defender here. And they're like, I kind of like Shell Bell Cinderace. And they're like, it would be nice for your team if you weren't another attacker. And they're like, I do like when I have Shell Bell on Cinderace. And they're like, all right, well, you're in master rank. So I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. But you are one of the 200 million people who downloaded this game. So we got to treat them well while they're here.
You're in the, just so you know, you're in the bottom 50% of that 200 million.
That is unfortunately the case. Oh, man. Okay. Now I'm so captivated. I actually think the Megas might be what take the cake for me. I'm just so interested in what those licenses end up being. Is Scizor finally going to be playable? Do they give him his Mega? We'll see. I don't know.
I wouldn't hold my breath for that one. But at this point, I couldn't guess.
Yeah, we'll see. I really do hope. Honestly, my biggest hope is that it's anything tying into the new game. Could any of the Unite roster be a hint of a Pokemon that will be able to Mega in the new game? We'll see. Mega Delphox? Mega Greninja? Maybe. We'll see. But either way, unless either of you two have anything else to mention before we get out of here, I think that'll wrap it up for the emergency episode.
I guess I will say, what's surprising about all of this news? That it happened at all is actually the most surprising.
Uh-huh.
It's so weird. They have this like little, it's a letter from the producer and some text. This could be the most exciting
trailer
thing that they could possibly show. And instead they're like, what if we have the lady that nobody knows from this game stand near a thing that says there's a letter like that?
Wow, way to say you didn't play the tutorial, Spraggles. That's crazy.
I couldn't tell you her name. I really couldn't.
I can't remember her name. But it's just so weird that this is actually the most hype thing. And they're like, hey, we just got this little letter for you. This could be the sickest trailer that is being shared around everywhere. And it's there it is. And instead, this is the thing right here. Zoinks didn't even retweet it.
I quote tweeted it twice. Oh, I tried my best. Also, we were laughing before that. Unite comments, they never change on Twitter. It's always just people tweeting the Pokemon they want. Danko hoping for Mega Sableye. I got bad news. I don't think that one's going to be debuting the Mega Evolution Pokemon.
God, that'd be so cool if it was, though.
It would be, though. This giant gem he's running around with. Awesome. Yeah, that is wild. However, do you think at next week presents, Unite gets more than just the next couple of Pokemon coming because of this?
Now I do, yes.
Yeah? Let's go.
Now I actually think this could be a cool presents for Unite. And
it could be.
The only reason that they have this very good-looking letter, the only reason that they have this is because they actually have something kind of cool to show. Even if it's just the first Mega and we see Charizard swoop in and it's Mega Char and it's like coming to Unite. That I get.
That'd be cool. Here's another one. I pulled another El Chico Eevee tweet talking about a rumor that someone was talking about. Who knows? Maybe it's real, maybe it's not, but someone saying that potentially Empoleon and Paumot as potential Pokemon during our trailer. So who knows? That one we didn't talk about too much because, like, who knows at this point.
I do think it would be fair to say those are extremely likely. I think eventually. Empoleon's extremely likely because it's been around China marketing forever. We've talked about this a billion times. Mm-hmm. And Paumot, they did have kind of the person who went to their offices and was like, an electric Pokemon's coming, teehee.
Yeah, shut up, Birdie.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I think this is very, very possible. This is one of those like leaks where you go, yes, take it with a grain of salt, but I don't know. You can do like maybe even a full handful of salt.
Yeah, that's true. I was way more on the Paumot train before Ho-Oh came out. And then they made a Pokemon with a resurrection mechanic. I was like, that's Paumot's whole thing. Like, he's like a Defibrillator hands or whatever. And I was like, well, that would make sense. You give him a res, but now I don't know. So
yeah, good point.
We'll see. I'm not saying it can't happen. They can make a new motif for him. But if I was like thinking of flavor design, it feels like it's right there. Who knows? How about you, Bridget? Any final thoughts on all of the, I guess, this leak and then also the anniversary news?
Yeah, not too, I guess, surprised by the leak, but also I feel like we just got, I guess we get like Latios and Latias are like imminent, so yeah. I guess we're kind of due for like the next set of guys, but yeah. It just feels crazy that it's happening. I want to know like when, but I am hopeful that at the presents, we'll get like a cool trailer of something from this. I'm hoping it's like ground in the middle. We see the map. I'm hoping it's everything.
Yeah, I think at bare minimum, we get a Worlds trailer. And because of how poorly this tweet was sold, I think no one in the crowd will know it's coming. So no. The trailer will still hit at the World Championships. I think that could be likely. Yeah, cool. I think that's where we'll wrap things up. Sprankles, you got anything going on you want to sell out, shout out before we close up here?
No, I just got to say, I feel like you're looking pretty cool tonight. I don't know what that's about, but you're looking cooler than normal. So congratulations for that.
So much. My hair, very bad. Had a hat in arm's reach. Thank you.
I think you've got a kind of a cool vibe going on. I honestly feel like you're looking pretty damn cool, Zoinks.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much. This is guys, the first time Spraggles ever complimented. This is huge. Bridget, anything to shout out?
No. There's a patch tonight. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah. We'll talk all about the patch in the next week's episode. We didn't even get into that, but a pretty huge patch was pretty exciting. So awesome. Yeah. I'll fill in for dupes next year. Follow at Big Bridget on Twitter. And other than that, we'll see this episode on YouTube. If you're watching and you're in the comment section, let us know what the craziest change is going to be. And is Groudon going to walk upstairs to get the Thea Sky Ruins? We'll see you next time, Dunkheads. Bye-bye.
Bye.